Over the past 4 years, the Caribbean has been plagued by sargassum seaweed that have washed up on our beaches. Sargassum, a genus of algae that grows to a length of several meters and floats on water. This invasive marine microalgae found its way into Caribbean waters from the Sargasso Sea, located in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Smaller islands such as Barbados and Tobago have suffered tremendously from the sargassum floating onto their beaches. The Tobago House of Assembly has deemed the sargassum seaweed invasion across Tobago a natural disaster and has allocated $3 million Trinidadian dollars to address the situation. Amidst growing concerns about the increase in the amount of sargassum seaweed in Jamaican waters, the government has launched an information and action campaign to address the problem. Director of Environmental Management and Conservation at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Anthony McKenzie, pointed to the changes occurring in the Sargasso Sea as a possible reason for the proliferation of the seaweed.
The postulation is that because of changing the circulation patterns, or the seaweed is coming out of this particular area and coming into the Caribbean and coming onto the beaches.
NEPA outlines that the potential impact of the seaweed accumulation on the tourism and environmental sector is significant. Residents are advised to dispose of the seaweed using mechanical rakes and are warned not to eat it. Ecosystems manager at NEPA, Andrea Donaldson, highlights the risks of using other methods other than mechanical rakes to remove the sargassum.
We ask that it be raked, that there's no use of heavy-duty vehicles, because heavy-duty vehicles can cause more impact on the beach. And also, a number of beaches may be sea turtle nesting beaches or a nesting beach for birds or crocodile, and you compact and aid in destroying those beaches. Also, sometimes if you improperly use a heavy-duty vehicle, you end up taking the sargassum and the sand that you require.
The 2015 seaweed invasion has become a worrisome problem for beachfront properties and tourism interests, as the seaweed produces an offensive odor and is a turnoff to guests and beachgoers. Persons living close to coastlines and beachfronts, as well as fisherfolk, are also affected. The reason for the smell is that the sargassum seaweed carries its own ecosystem of animals that live in it. When the seaweed washes ashore, the animals die and start to decay. And of course, they give off a smell. But let's get back to what you can do to get rid of the invaders and avoid the sargassum stench. Organize a beach cleanup, and when you have gathered the sargassum, bury it. You may take it to an unused part of the beach or dig a hole some distance from the shore. If the sargassum stack is too high, say over a meter, then call the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, or NEPA. Sargassum also poses a threat to our coral reefs. Since it floats atop water, it blocks sunlight from reaching the corals, and they can die. Unfortunately, scientists say that sargassum will be around for a while due to the climate change and the warming of oceans. In addition, nutrients from pollutants washing into the sea provide food and a healthy environment for the algae to flourish. In the meantime, the uses of sargassum are being explored. In Europe and North America, many claims have been made about the effectiveness of seaweeds on human health. But Jamaicans are being asked not to use the sargassum in meals or medicine until further studies have been conducted. For more information on the proper removal and disposal of sargassum, you may visit the NEPA office at 10 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, call toll-free at 1-888-991-5005, or visit the website at nepa.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.